active service, they go out in defense of the country and to preserve world peace. Some of them do not make it back to their families as they fall in battle. On November 11 each year, their fellow men and women in active service and those who had retired gather at cenotaphs in various countries to honor the great sacrifices of soldiers who fought in World War I and other conflicts globally. Ghana and the world community will go silent for 2 minutes later in the day to observe this year's Remembrance Day, marking the end of hostilities in the two world wars. Solemn parades, memorial services, and wreath-laying ceremonies are expected to be held to commemorate the event, especially as Ghanaian troops continue to be in active engagements in a number of countries as peacekeepers. Here is Rosemary Gazy with a write-up on Remembrance Day, also called Poppy Day.
To honor the memory of their compatriots who died in the line of duty, Remembrance Day, also referred to as Poppy Day or Armistice Day, is one global event observed to bring to the fore the sacrifices of members of the armed forces whose desire was to preserve world peace. Various literature on war history indicate that for the first time in 4 years of continuous war, precisely on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the guns went silent on the Western Front. Another significance of this day was the signing of the armistice between Germany on one hand and the alliance of Britain, France and Russia on the other. Records have it that the day was specifically dedicated by King George on November 7, 1919 as a day to remember members of the armed forces who were killed in World War I. The first official Armistice Day was subsequently held on the grounds of Buckingham Palace on the morning of November 11, 1919. And this has set the trend for a day of remembrance for decades. The red remembrance poppy, which has become a familiar emblem of Remembrance Day, has been traced to the poem In Flanders Field, which was said to be written by a Canadian military doctor and artillery commander, Major John McCrae. It was in honor of a fellow Canadian artillery officer, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer, who was killed on May 2, 1915. Part of the poem, In Flanders Fields, reads, "In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scars heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, laughed, and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field." While the Flanders Field poem captures the great sacrifices of the uniformed men and women decades ago, let's also pause and reflect on the words of Kerry Ashworth, whose son James was killed in Afghanistan last year and was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross for bravery. At a London Remembrance Sunday service, she was reported to have said, "The job that they do is so hard and so tough, and when they lose their lives, it's just one little thing that you can do, just remember them for a few minutes." As Ghana observes yet another Remembrance Day for her gallant men and women, the part Ghanaians could play is perhaps to pray for world peace. But until peace is attained, it is only proper to continue to observe the annual Poppy Day for the sounding of the last post. Followed by the period of silence and the sounding of the rouse, often mistakenly referred to as rival. This gives meaning to our forebears' ultimate sacrifice in the world wars, the fight for independence, conflicts in Ghana, and in peacekeeping operations worldwide. This is Rosemary Gazy in Accra,